at AM1590TheAnswer.com.
Broadcasting live from Christmas, Florida, live from Detox Mansion. It's Open House with Team Reba.
Oh, my God. I love our producer, David Summers, so much.
Thank you so much, David. For those of you that missed our first segment, we were talking about my trip to Christmas, Florida.
Go back and find the podcast so you know what that was all about.
I thought we were going to hear him squeal like a
pig. I know. Squeak!
Oh, that's scary. Well, yes, that music really pretty much summed up Detox Mansion in Christmas, Florida,
now,
too.
Now you just made me even think of my family back in the Midwest, because speaking of like pig sounds. So one of the funniest things my dad ever did, and it was, I'll have to get away from my mic when I do this. We were all driving in the car, so I'm the youngest kid out of four kids in a family, right? So six of us all piled into this Pontiac, driving down the street. I'm young enough that I'm like, what's mom's middle name? Because I didn't, you know, everyone assumes I know everything, but I'm the youngest kid, right? So I'm like maybe 4 or 5 years old. And I'm like, what's mom's middle name? Does she have a middle name? And my dad's like, oh, that's easy. It's Myrna Sue.
No.
It was so loud in that car. Oh, my God. We all laughed our heads off after we were done being stunned by the sound.
Oh, that's so scary.
I never knew he could do a pig call like that.
That is so scary. I know we're supposed to get on our topic. I'm just going to flip around and show you a picture from an appraisal. Have I shown you this
show
before?
Show our guest. This thing is frightening.
We actually had an appraiser go out to a property, and there were three
large hogs
the kitchen. And a small dog hiding
in a
dog
crate.
Yeah, like, please get me out of here, whatever you can do, save me.
Like that poor dog.
Actually, looking at it, I'm not sure if that's a dog or a raccoon. It could be one or the other. I'm not really sure.
Good point.
But, not everybody has the same, you know, tastes in their living and their
and
home styles
and requirements
and all those sort of things. And, you know,
I know.
There's room for everybody out there. So
yes, there is.
Yeah. We don't
sometimes
judge.
There's just a room for somebody, you know.
That's right. Absolutely.
Depends. But anyhow, okay. So now that we have that out of the way.
I'm ready to take a shower after talking about Detox Mansion.
Yeah, my eyes need a shower after looking at that picture.
With some of our clean Seattle water.
Yes,
some of the
our
cleanest,
delightfully clean
water
Seattle water. I
in
need
the
to
world.
Rinse my eyes.
That's
yes.
right. That's right.
And there's a reason we're saying that, of course. But before we get to our guest, did you already give the dates? We went and looked, and we were incorrect in the end of the last segment.
I didn't. And so we do have some first-time homebuyer classes coming up. Now, these are the official first-time homebuyer classes sponsored by the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. And if you take this class, which is a 5-hour class, but it is free and we feed you well, you will be entitled to special programs, including zero down financing and possibly other even, you know, really cool programs you know, that we have available.
Oh, no, there's lots of great programs that we get, get our clients into.
So our next class is going to be on Saturday, April 14th. That's going to be at the Burien Public Library. It runs from 10 to 3 p.m., and then we have a follow-up class also on May 16th. That's a Wednesday from 4 to 9 p.m., and that will be in Finney Ridge neighborhood of Seattle at the Home Street Bank branch there.
Yes.
So both of these classes have limited space. So if you're interested in attending, or if you know a first-time homebuyer looking for some really, really good information on buying a home, how to finance it, how to put the offer together, things you need to know and things you need to think about, you can email us to register at info@teamreba.com.
Yes, and you will get a notification when people send an email to us. Usually it's Sarah Jean in our team who will quickly respond back. And if you haven't already given us the information that we need, because we need who all is going to be coming. So if you're coming with a partner or spouse or what have you, you need to get both names. We like to have their emails and phone numbers, because just in case there's ever a situation where we need to call and cancel last minute, or if there's any issues, you know, we need to get that information.
Yep.
So just go ahead and give us names, email, phone number, and you're good to go.
Yep. And then show up. We're going to fill your head with information. And
cram pack it.
Fill your gut with some food. Should be fun.
Yes. Do keep in mind, though, if you have special dietary needs, we buy general type stuff. So if you have anything special, please please feel free to bring it along with you.
That's right. We're not a catering company. We teach education
Here.
Well,
it's less about that. It's just that we're also the only group that I know of who teaches these classes we actually pay for that. Because everyone else who teaches these classes, they just say brown bag it. And it's 5 hours, and so we always make sure that you have water and that you have food, because we want you to be able to pay attention and have good blood sugar levels, so that, you know, because there's a lot of information being shared, so it's really important. But, you know, here I say we bring bottled water, but that's just because it's not convenient to always bring a big carafe or something like that. But maybe we should start doing that and utilizing the local water. But the reason we're talking about water so much is because today our guest from the city of Seattle is Jonathan Froge. So thank you very much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Can you explain to our listeners what it is that you actually say, what your title is, what you do with the city?
Well, my title with the city is I'm a stormwater scientist, which is pretty much just a made-up title. I work on...
Okay. Mine's made up, too.
Okay. Okay. So I work on flooding events. I work on clean water, drinking water. Mm-hmm. I'm on the Taste and Odor panel.
I'm sorry, the what?
Taste and odor panel. So every 2 weeks, we taste and smell the water to make sure that it's maintained.
Did you say that fast? Was it taste denoter?
Taste and odor.
Taste and odor. So you're like a water sommelier.
Sniff test, yes.
You're like a water sommelier.
Yeah.
You know, I do that up at William Church Winery occasionally also, but that's probably not the same thing.
Yes, it's blended with a lot of grapes, what you and I do.
Talked about moving into wine and scotch and single malt. But
Hey, I'm down with that.
Look at the drainage issues around the city. Look at water quality issues along with the... fisheries around here, kind of expanded all the way out to the orca populations that we've got out in Puget Sound.
Excellent.
So you got a lot of stuff going on, because that's covering quite a bit of territory.
Yeah, it's an interesting job.
It's a little bit environmental. It is, you know, the science behind everything and having to watch all of that. I mean, it's quite a bit actually.
And then
because you're involved in construction. I mean, all of it. I mean, what you're proving is that everything ties together at some point.
Exactly. You bring up the construction as you know, the city is obviously going through incredible growth right now.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of that growth, what we're doing is we're taking away the permeable surface, the surface where water can soak in.
The natural filtering.
Exactly. We're replacing it with concrete.
Right.
So all that water runs off real quick. So you have higher volumes, it picks up the pollutants from the cars, things like that.
Right. So were you involved at all, because I know there's also the Metro folks who handle sewage and whatnot, and they had a fairly large event. I want to say it was last fall or the fall before where the system got inundated.
Right. There was a problem at the West Point treatment plant where some of their float valves were bent and didn't operate correctly, and they flooded the plant. So the plant was offline for, I think, over a month and a half, maybe 2 months, discharging into Puget Sound.
So if anyone has ever felt a little personally backed up, imagine how much that meant when it's covering this entire county and a little bit beyond that even. But,
Jonathan, and I know Seattle is known for having some of the finest water quality and really in the world. You know, it's fantastic here, and even our tap water is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't always that way. And I know during the break you were talking about Lake Washington, for instance.
Yeah.
And can you kind of tell us a little bit of a history lesson?
Well, that's what we were talking about back in the late 1950s. They had small sewage treatment plants for the cities around Lake Washington.
Okay.
They were discharging treated effluent into Lake Washington. So it wasn't raw sewage, but the treated effluent carries nutrients with it as well. That level of nutrients caused algal blooms in Lake Washington, and then when those blooms would crash, basically all the little plants in the water died.
Right.
it smells really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So
the because it's decomposing.
Exactly.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So the newspaper articles referred to Lake Washington as Lake Stinko.
Okay, now that makes a lot more sense. Yeah. So because I know you were saying before we got started that it was about pollution in there. I was thinking from other kinds of sources and things like that. But yeah, dying off plants, those get foul.
Yeah, we were dumping nutrients into the lake.
Right.
Kind of like fertilizing your garden.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Exactly. And it's not like there's plankton or something out there in the lake that are eating
well,
up all that
and,
stuff.
And when that situation happens, I have a lot of experience with Hood Canal that will get, you know, suffer from low oxygen levels. And if there's big blooms, you know, of, you know, from, again, nutrients rolling in the water, when those blooms die, they suck up all the oxygen, I believe. And then you can lead to fish kills as well.
Yeah. Right. In fact, that was actually, I loved the email that we got with some of the summary of potential topics. And one of those, what was it we had? It sounded so horribly wonderful. Salmon pre-spawn mortality. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's not wonderful.
Well,
no,
no,
not
I,
at all.
No,
not
I,
at all,
I'm saying
no,
that facetiously.
It's
no pun intended. I just realized
what we're talking about there is that the, you know, the salmon that